The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with this one from Good Housekeeping, Healthy Hero. In honor of his lifelong commitment to nutritious eating and his focus on fitness, we're proud to award Popeye the Good Housekeeping Nutritionist Approved Emblem. The timing couldn't be better. Popeye is celebrating his 95th birthday, January 17th. Spinach rules. Around the time of the Great Depression, when Popeye first appeared in a comic strip, the American diet was sorely lacking in important nutrients, which was especially concerning for children, says the GH Institute's registered dietitian nutritionist, Stephanie Sassos. Eating spinach activated Popeye's superhuman strength and set an important example for adults and children. The association between Popeye and spinach remains strong today, making him an enduring model for nutritious eating. Popeye is also an ambassador for the Sea Cleaners. That's theseacleaners.org, theseacleaners.org, fighting against plastic pollution and raising awareness of the organization's worldwide ocean conservation and cleanup efforts. Popeye is the first, quote, person to receive that emblem, and we couldn't be prouder to award it to such a paragon of active, healthy living. Here's to another 95 years of strength. Want to be strong to the finish line like Popeye? Eat your greens. from a new magazine I'm going to be starting with, I've subscribed, First for Women. We've got your Feel Great update, quick relief from colds and flu. Very timely. These natural strategies shut down your worst symptoms fast. Alleviating congestion, a fresh breath. The mucous membranes lining your nasal passages and lungs release an anti-inflammatory, germ-killing compound, nitric or nitric acid, or NO, that eases painful sinus congestion and halts growth of viruses in your airways. The catch? You need to breathe through your nose to get NO circulating to those tissues. Thankfully, Australian researchers say stepping outside and breathing in crisp winter air can bring relief in just 5 minutes. How? Cool air encourages clogged airways to drain, allowing NO to flood into congested sinuses. Try Dr. Stork's Healing Supplement. Based on groundbreaking Harvard research, Dr. Stork created his new gut rhythm supplements to provide 24/7 gut protection. It was a no-brainer to include study-proven doses of the superstar polyphenol combo of lemon verbena and hibiscus flower, plus tributyrin, a molecule that helps the gut make more slimming butyrate. Take one scoop of fiber-rich powder in the morning with water and one capsule at night. According to Dr. Stork, it's the first supplement designed to work 24/7 to seal and heal your gut around the clock. Why it works? Lemon verbena contains a compound called verbascoside, shown in animal studies to alleviate belly fat packing stress. And hibiscus is a known inflammation fighter that helps lower cortisol. As a little aside here, I love hibiscus tea, iced or hot. When consumed together, they significantly boost AMPK, an enzyme that optimizes metabolism. Find Gut Rhythm at naturemd.com. That's naturemd.com. That will take until your gut heals. It worked for me. Wait a minute. Next page. Okay. Deepen sleep, an extra blanket. Sleeping soundly will trim up to 8 days off your recovery time if you're fighting a viral infection. But it's hard to sleep deeply when you're feeling stuffy and ugh. To get the healing Z's you need, top your usual bedding with another warm, cozy blanket. Investigators reporting in the journal Brain say when skin stays warm overnight, specialized nerves or thermoreceptors signal your brain to double its production of sleep-deepening slow waves. And that can cut your risk of restless sleep and early awakenings by 93%, often from the very first night. And they've got a really cute picture of a beagle with a blanket over him that goes with that. To banish body aches, another cuppa. The metabolic wastes your immune system produces while fighting an illness can make you feel stiff and achy. Fortunately, having seconds of your favorite brew, either coffee or tea, can tamp down those miseries in 30 minutes. Plus, it cuts your risk of achiness by 79% if you enjoy an extra cup daily while recovering, suggests a study in the British Journal of Nutrition. Credit the brew's rich store of polyphenols and caffeine, which speed the liver's breakdown of waste and boost pain thresholds by 50%. To end fatigue, a scalp squeeze. The proteins, or cytokines, that fight infections can dampen central nervous system function, leaving you groggy. But University of Michigan scientists say massaging key scalp acupressure points prompts release of revitalizing endorphins that cut your risk of energy slumps by 56% if you do it hourly. To do, massage your hairline, paying extra attention to the base of your skull and behind your ears. Quelling coughs, a pinch of sugar. If you feel a coughing fit coming on, try swallowing a pinch of sugar or swish a little sugar water in your mouth. Our brains are so fond of sweet flavors that when sugar hits our taste buds, it releases calming, mood-steadying compounds called endogenous opioids. And a study in the journal Lung found these compounds calm a cough as effectively as over-the-counter cough medicines, cutting coughing fits in half. And last, soothing a scratchy throat, sweet spuds. Enjoying 3/4 cup of sweet potatoes could soothe a scratchy throat in 2 minutes. And serving up this root veggie daily could cut your recovery time from viral infections in half, a Sri Lankan research review suggests. Sweet potatoes brim with beta-carotene, a pigment that reduces throat inflammation, calms pain nerves, and speeds healing of infected tissues. For a tip, topping your spuds with a dollop of butter or olive oil triples absorption of the beta-carotene. And from Good Housekeeping, create the perfect salad. Grab a bowl, then fill it with picks from each category below to construct a satisfying meal. For your base, try using 2 or 3 types of greens. Layer romaine or spring mix with hearty kale or shredded Brussels sprouts. We love butter lettuce, spinach, arugula, watercress, coleslaw mix, radicchio, beet or mustard greens, and Swiss chard. Crunch, texture, makes a meal more satisfying. So sprinkle on crunchies like nuts, such as almonds, walnuts, pistachios, pecans, cashews, pine nuts, and peanuts. Seeds such as sunflower seeds, pepitas, hemp seeds, sesame seeds. Popcorn, multi-seed crackers, roasted chickpeas, or whole wheat pita chips. For toppings, all fruits and veggies are smart salad toppers, as are convenient frozen pre-cooked grains like quinoa and brown rice. Have fun with soft and hard cheeses you can grate, slice, or crumble. You'll end up with a variety of nutrients, flavors, and textures. Dressing. For more control over sodium, sugar, and fat, make your own. Use equal parts red wine vinegar and olive oil to make a great no-mix dressing. Play with herbs and spices. Whisk in tahini, yogurt, or nut butter. Add sweetness with honey and explore citrus and vinegars. And protein. Always include animal or plant-based protein to keep you full longer. Tinned fish, eggs, edamame, beans, lentils, and grilled salmon, shrimp, chicken, and tofu are all go-tos. We also love Good Housekeeping nutritionist-approved Beyond Steak. As a handy protein-rich option, 3/4 cup of this plant-based meat boasts 21 grams of protein and can be cooked in minutes. From First for Women, delicious healing reboot with Feel Your Best with these in-season picks. This is Winter Citrus. An ache eraser. More time spent cooped up indoors can make you feel stiff and sore. Thankfully, working the juice of two small lemons into your daily diet can ease pain flares in just 1 week. Polish scientists say lemons contain erysitrine, a compound that reduces tissue inflammation and speeds breakdown of the metabolic waste that make muscles and joints ache. Sickness stopper. If you're surrounded by sniffing, sneezing people, enjoying one whole grapefruit daily could help you stay healthy. Credit grapefruit's naringenin, a nutrient that Brazilian scientists say strengthens airways and energizes virus-killing white blood cells. And if a virus does sneak in, a daily dose of naringenin can block its growth and spread, easing your symptoms by up to 80%. A fat blaster. Savoring one juicy pomelo each day can block winter weight gain and help you shed 20 pounds this year, better results than calorie counting often provides, suggests a study published in the journal Nutrients. Pomelos brim with potassium, a mineral that dials down cravings and encourages growth of metabolism, boosting muscle and revs fat burn in adipose tissue. Stress buster. If a hectic day has left you frazzled, breathing in the scent of a freshly cut lime can ease stress, tension, and edginess by 50% in 90 seconds, say Chinese scientists. Credit D-limonene, a compound that activates the parasympathetic nervous system, a branch of nerves that sends stay calm messages to your brain. For delicious ideas to change up your sip, try stirring freshly squeezed lime juice and a drizzle of honey into a mug of black tea. And add instant and unexpected yum to grilled chicken or potato dishes with a squirt of lime. As a focus enhancer, kumquats are the oddballs of the citrus family, bite-sized with edible skins that taste sweeter than the pulp. They're also rich in hesperidin, a phytonutrient that British researchers say relaxes and opens arteries, boosting blood flow to the brain. Snacking on 5 kumquats sharpens focus, concentration, and short-term memory for 2 hours. And as an energy booster, feeling draggy? Biting into a blood orange could make your energy soar in just an hour. Scientists in India say the anthocyanins that give the seasonal treat its reddish hue are absorbed quickly through the stomach lining, heightening your body's production of GLUT4, a compound that helps cells burn blood glucose for fuel. From Good Housekeeping, help dry skin. Remember to nourish fragile hand skin, prone to damage from wear and tear, by stashing hand cream by the sink, in your bag, and at your desk. This is the best of the hand creams, according to Good Housekeeping. Coddle the delicate skin with these healers proven to moisturize measurably. How we tested. Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab scientists evaluated label-masked hand creams across price points in the lab and with consumer testers, testing for a change in skin hydration level over 6 hours after application, ease of use and scent, and look and feel of skin post-use. Their best overall pick was Curel's Extreme Dry Hand Relief. They scored a 91 out of 100. Cure even the most dehydrated skin with Curel's Plant Oil Infused Lotion, the hands-down winner. Created to last through hand washing, it had one of the highest increases in skin moisturization ever measured in Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab testing. Price point, $4. The Pro's most hydrating formula makes skin feel soft and look smooth, fast absorbing and not oily, and fragrance free. Take note, a few testers said they would have preferred a thicker texture. And the lab assessment with the corneometer device, which gauges skin moisture levels, it raised hydration by a record 64%. A full 100% of testers agreed that the lotion left skin feeling soft to the touch, and it scored high for soaking in fast and not being greasy. It cleared up dry, scaly spots, and it stays on even when I rinse my hands, a user noted. Next up, with a score of 90 for the best scent, true to its name, rich and buttery, Vaseline Radiant X Deep Nourishment Hand Butter. It still comes in a tube, though. It earned top marks in lab evaluations for deeply moisturizing hand skin. The formula, blended with shea butter and coconut oil, was also the tester favorite, receiving raves for its warm, vanilla-like fragrance. Its price point, $6. Excellent hydration, most popular with the testers. Top-rated aroma and not tacky. Take note, some users remarked that the cream felt a little greasy. This is the lab results, it elevated skin moisturization by a strong 56% in Beauty Lab corneometer calculations, second only to the winner, and was rated best by testers for its pleasant scent. Two called the formulation thick and creamy and very moisturizing. Another reported, my friends asked to use it because it smells so good. And a long-lasting option scored 86. This is Soap and Glory Hand Food Hydrating Hand Cream. Get the most from your hand cream with this concentrated Soap and Glory formula, packed with botanical oils such as grapeseed, sweet almond, and macadamia. A little goes a long way in providing parched skin with serious hydration. This price point is $8. The pros, highly moisturizing, leaves skin feeling soft. A small amount of product is enough to cover hands so the bottle may last longer. As a take note, the strong floral scent wasn't appealing to most. Two testers found it oily. And the lab corneometer measurements showed that the cream boosted skin hydration by 50%. Testers gave it a high score for leaving hands feeling silky. My hands are noticeably softer for several hours afterward, one revealed. And several commented that they needed to apply only a very small amount. From First for Women, a too cute box bouquet to make their day. What's new? Right now, designers are styling sunny-hued supermarket blooms into cheery box bouquets to beat winter blues. In this picture, roses, Gerbera daisies, and filler flowers in cream, golden yellow, and peachy pink hues perk up chilly gray days with warmth and joy, says floral pro Kathy Harold, owner of Gracie's Flower and Gifts in Pennsylvania. And the box adds a charming, giftable touch. It's a happy display on any tabletop. To get the look, nestle a 5-inch tall water-filled vase inside a 6-inch tall round gift box. I know the dollar store sells these kinds of gift boxes. They're small, and they come sometimes in square, sometimes round, whatever. Snip 12 roses in cream and gold hues, 3 stems of pink spray roses, 3 yellow Gerbera daisies, a few handfuls of filler flowers like wax flower and Queen Anne's lace, and spiky greenery cut to 10 inches high. Add roses to the vase, crisscrossing the stems to form a rounded base. Tuck daisies and filler flowers between the roses in a random fashion. Fill in gaps with greenery. And an insider's secret, supermarket roses should last for up to a week or more if they're cared for properly. But if a few start to look deflated, try this easy trick. Remove any discolored or shriveled outer petals from the roses to reveal fresh petals underneath. Also smart, recut flower stems, change water, and add a half to 1 teaspoon of sugar to the water every 3 days. This will provide nutrients and perk up blooms fast. From Magnolia, French hot chocolate sip and savor. Prep time, 15 minutes, makes 2 servings. Milk. Heat 1.5 cups whole milk to steaming. Pour 1 cup of the milk into a warmed creamer dish and set aside. Note, to warm creamer dishes, Fill them with hot water and let stand 10 minutes. Drain and wipe completely dry. For the chocolate, combine the remaining half cup hot milk, 4 ounces high-quality bittersweet or semi-sweet chocolate, chopped, 2 teaspoons packed brown sugar, and 1/4 teaspoon vanilla in a small saucepan. Heat and whisk over medium-low until melted and smooth. Pour into a second warmed creamer dish and set aside. Whipped cream. Place 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla, and a pinch of sea salt in a medium bowl. Beat with a mixer on high until soft peaks form where the tips curl. That makes 1 cup. Then it says, pour, sip, and enjoy. Take creamer dishes with the milk and the chocolate and pour both at the same time into each cup. Top with whipped cream and sprinkle with grated semi-sweet or bittersweet chocolate. Then they offer 3 variations. For cinnamon hot chocolate, prepare as directed, except add a cinnamon stick to the steamed milk. Heat gently and let steep 10 minutes. Remove cinnamon stick from the milk. Continue as directed. Sprinkle ground cinnamon on the whipped cream. For coconut hot chocolate, prepare as directed, except substitute canned unsweetened coconut milk for the whole milk. Sprinkle toasted coconut on the whipped cream. And for additional flavors, prepare as directed, except stir 1/8 teaspoon peppermint or almond extract into the steamed milk, or add a pinch of cayenne pepper or dried chipotle chili to the chocolate mixture when melting, and serve with whipped cream. From Real Simple, easy dinner, tortellini with sausage and greens. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and it serves 4, is quick cooking, freezable, and you can make it ahead. Here's what we need. A 20-ounce package of refrigerated cheese-filled tortellini, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 8 ounces mild or hot Italian pork bulk sausage, 1 tablespoon finely chopped garlic from about 3 cloves, 2 teaspoons finely chopped fresh rosemary, plus more for topping, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, plus more for topping, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1.5 ounces Parmesan cheese grated, about 1 cup, plus more for topping, 8 cups packed spinach leaves, chopped escarole, or chopped kale, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Cook tortellini according to package directions and drain. Meanwhile, heat oil in a large pot over medium-high, break sausage into small clumps and add to the pot. Cook until deeply browned in spots, 4 to 6 minutes, stirring once halfway through. Add garlic, rosemary, and pepper to the pot. Cook, stirring occasionally and breaking up sausage with a wooden spoon until sausage is cooked through, about 2 minutes. Add cream and cheese. Cook, stirring constantly and scraping up brown bits from the bottom of the pot until the mixture is slightly reduced, about 1 minute. Add spinach to the pot. Cook, stirring often until beginning to wilt, about 1 minute. Remove from heat. Add salt and cooked tortellini. Cook, stirring constantly until tortellini is coated in sauce, about 30 seconds. Serve topped with cheese, rosemary, and pepper. Another easy dinner from Real Simple, sun-dried tomato butter salmon with broccolini. Active time's only 15 minutes, total time is 25, and this serves 4, is quick cooking, 1 pan, and gluten-free. We need 1 pound fresh broccolini, trimmed, thick stalks halved lengthwise, 1.5 tablespoons olive oil, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, softened, 2 tablespoons drained and finely chopped sun-dried tomatoes, 1/2 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning, 1 clove garlic grated on a microplane, or about 1/2 teaspoon, 4 6-ounce skin-on salmon fillets, 1 ounce Parmesan cheese grated, about 2/3 cup, lemon wedges for serving. Preheat oven to 425. Toss together broccolini, oil, and a half teaspoon salt on a large rimmed baking sheet lined with parchment paper. Bake for 7 minutes. Meanwhile, stir together butter, tomatoes, Italian seasoning, garlic, and remaining quarter teaspoon salt in a small bowl. Spread butter mixture over the flesh side of the salmon. Remove baking sheet from the oven. Push broccolini to the outer edges. Then arrange the salmon, skin side down, in center of baking sheet, spacing evenly apart. Roast until salmon is just opaque in the center, 10 to 14 minutes. Transfer salmon to plates. On a baking sheet, toss broccolini with cheese and squeeze a lemon wedge over the top. Serve with the salmon and more lemon wedges. And from Real Simple, tofu fried rice. Active and total time, both 25 minutes. Serves 4, is quick cooking, 1 pot, vegan, and gluten-free. We need a 14-ounce package of firm tofu, drained, a 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 2 tablespoons thinly sliced garlic from 4 large cloves, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh ginger, 1 tablespoon ground turmeric, 1/2 cup raisins, divided, 3 cups leftover cooked long grain white rice, such as basmati, any clumps broken up, 1 cup chopped fresh cilantro, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, and plain whole milk, dairy, or non-dairy yogurt for topping, optional. Wrap tofu in a clean kitchen towel. Press to remove excess moisture. It's okay if the tofu falls apart. Place tofu in a medium bowl and crumble into small pieces. Heat 1/4 cup oil in a large non-stick skillet over medium. Add garlic, ginger, turmeric, and 1/4 cup raisins. Cook, stirring often until garlic is softened, about 2 minutes. Add crumpled tofu. Cook, stirring constantly, until tofu absorbs turmeric oil, about 30 seconds. Add rice and remaining 2 tablespoons oil to the skillet. Stir until thoroughly combined. Spread rice in an even layer and cook, undisturbed, until rice and tofu are crisp in spots, about 3 minutes. Stir and gently press rice into an even layer again. Cook undisturbed until rice and tofu are crisp in spots, about 3 minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in cilantro, lemon juice, salt, and remaining 1/4 cup raisins. Serve drizzled with yogurt if desired. From Good Housekeeping. Question: I get so sad when my favorite fruits are out of season. Any ideas? Answer: one option is to go with frozen. Most off-season fruits are available year-round, so you can add them to smoothies and even oatmeal. But if you're craving something fresh, try Good Housekeeping nutritionist-approved Cosmic Crisp apples. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Mags is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.